Good afternoon, Vibog members. This is Don Breda in New York City, and I'm very, very happy to come to you today to demo the NLS Bard Amazon skill. First of all, I'll say right at the top, I do not in any way, shape, or form represent the Library of Congress. Make no mistake about that. This is a skill that is in early beta, and it is a skill that runs on the Amazon devices like the A-Lady, the Fire TV, whatever, the Amazon Studio, pretty much any Amazon A-Lady type device. Again, this is in early beta, but I have to say they've made a phenomenally good start. It's a rather elaborate, complex skill. I won't be able to demonstrate every little facet of it in one demonstration. Trust me on that one. There's a lot to it. However, I don't want that to sound daunting in any way. It's just a very well thought out, well done skill with the goal of enabling as many features as possible in the skill as that you would normally have in the other NLS Bard apps like Bard Mobile on the iPhone, Bard Express on the PC, or even on the Bard website. Having said all of that, it is a beta and it changes quite a bit very frequently. I've been beta testing it for only a few weeks, and there's been many changes and improvements since I started. Sometimes every couple of days, there's something new. They don't always put out any release notes or alert you that they've made the following changes. You kind of discover it. But that's part of the fun of beta testing. Given that this is not even version 1.0, I think they've made a phenomenal start. And unlike a lot of beta software, and although it is changing under your feet at any given time, they've already incorporated a lot of the help and documentation into the skill. So that's very nice. Not everything always works as they say it does, but that's because it's a beta. And I will say they're very responsive to beta feedback, and they will often engage on a one-to-one conversation, either via email or on the phone, to maybe talk about an issue you might be having or whatever. So I think it's a very, very good beta testing experience. I've done a hell of a lot of beta testing in the last 30-plus years, and this has been a very good experience so far. So with that, let me explain a little bit about it before I actually start the demo, because this is very important to understand. This is an Amazon skill. There are many, many, many Amazon skills available for these devices. This is just another one. Because it's a skill and it has to conform to the Amazon platform, there's a lot of ways in which the developer's hands are tied because they can't step on commands you would normally use to talk to the A-Lady and so forth. So they have to be very careful of how they implement commands, and they have to work with the fact that it's a skill, and really what the skill is a controller. It is not a server that streams audio or anything like that. It's a controller. So kind of think of a remote control on your TV. You tell the remote control what you want it to tell the TV by pushing certain buttons or whatever, or speaking into it, and the remote says to the TV, do this, do that, and then it gets out of the way. It's gone until you pick it up again and give it a next set of commands to issue to the TV, whether by pushing different buttons like channel up and channel down, or typing in a channel number, or raising or lowering the volume, or giving it voice commands if the remote accepts voice commands. But once you do what you need to do with the remote, you put it down. You lay it back on your end table or whatever, and you watch the show you wanted to watch. Well, that's the way the skill works, and you really have to keep that in mind. So the skill is only present and active for several seconds at a time, or a minute or so or two at a time. It's not where you open the skill and it stays running no matter what until you tell it goodbye or something like that. That's not the way it works. So once you understand that, And in sometimes it can take a little bit of getting used to, because you don't always know 100% for sure when it's gone away and when it hasn't, although it becomes more intuitive after a while. Once you've got this at least understood as a concept, you'll have a better idea how to handle a skill. The way you would invoke the skill is to open it, and once you open it, there's myriad things you can do with it. Well, obviously, one of the most obvious things you want to use it for is to listen to a talking book on your Amazon device instead of using your iPhone or your Victor Reader Stream or your Library of Congress talking book machine or anything like that. You want to listen to this on an A-Lady device, an Amazon device. That's what the skill is for. What else can you do besides play books? You can search for books. You can tell it to list books on the website. You can tell it to tell you the recently added books to Bard. Let me say, at the moment, there is no support for magazines, but this is not even version 1.0 yet. So that certainly will happen. They will support magazines. But at this present time, no. They've got to build a robust foundation first before they do more. And that's what they're doing, I think, a very good job of. It is a little bit more finicky about the commands you use than I'd like it to be. And I think that will improve over time. It also, at this point, does not have different modes such as beginner mode or advanced mode or verbosity settings. And I do hope, and I think they will at some point, once they really have a handle on how it's all going to play out in more of a final version, then I think they will start to worry about building different modes such as advanced or expert or beginner. So with all that in mind, we'll start to take a look at this skill. You can do searches for books. You can do complex searches, but they will be a multi-step process. For example, you could search for books with the title so-and-so, and once it brings up a list, you can say, and author so-and-so, or and narrator so-and-so, so that you could say, search for books with author Stephen King, and then once it starts to read the list, you could say, and narrator Bob Askey, and then it'll restrict the search to any of his books that might have been read by Bob Askey. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not going to demonstrate this feature because I could be here all day. At this point, the skill is a tad more verbose than I'd like it to be, but I think that'll come to pass over time that you can maybe refine that. The reading speed of the book can be changed. You can even set a default reading speed. The speed for the speech of the skill can be changed, but at the moment that is done outside of the skill because that's really you know who talking, so you just set that the way you want it before you use the skill. And a lot of times what I do is set it faster when I use the skill, and then I may set it slower when I'm not using the skill, but I do that before I open the skill. You can set sleep timers. You can set a default time for a sleep timer. You can create bookmarks. You can go to those bookmarks. You can create bookmarks with names, or you can just let it assign. You can just say create bookmark, and it'll assign it a number, and they just go up in sequential order. I'm trying to cover all of this because I feel bad that I'm not here to answer questions, but unfortunately I have commitments that won't allow me to attend the meeting, so I've offered to do a recorded demo. So with that, I'm going to open the skill. This particular device I'm using is an Echo Dot fourth generation, and I've given it a different name than the default. Ziggy, open my talking books.
Do you mean Top Zing MP3?
No. Ziggy, open my talking books.
Welcome back, Donald, to my talking books. What can I do for you? Say, restart book, if you want to continue listening to your last book. Ask, most recent book, to know its title and reading position.
List recently added books.
Downloading data from Bard. Please wait a few seconds and ask for this list again. Waiting your input.
List recently added books.
We found 866 recent books in Bard. First five of hundreds. 1. Night Owl. Audio not yet available. 2. Thuglet, Last Rites. Audio not yet available. 3. Until I Love Again. Audio not yet available. 4. Banned Books, The Controversy Over What Students Read. Audio not yet available. 5. The Book of Love. Audio not yet available. Say a number or words from the title or next, or say options for more commands.
4.
You selected Banned Books, The Controversy Over What Students Read. By Merrill Lunin. Narrator, Catherine Markey. 2 hours 21 minutes. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Annotation.
Annotation. According to the American Library Association, ALA, there were more attempts to ban books in 2021 than at any time since the group began tracking 3 decades earlier. The latest, unprecedented wave of book banning is driven mainly by conservative parents and politicians, who are also behind extreme new censorship laws in many states that restrict what teachers and students can read and discuss in the classroom. Free speech defenders say the laws are a threat to intellectual freedom and democracy itself. Provided by publisher. Say, resume or say options for more commands. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Add to my bookshelf.
Okay, added banned books, The Controversy Over What Students Read to your default bookshelf. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Play.
Apologies, this book is not yet available for reading from this device. You can download it from your Bard mobile app on your smartphone.
Go back.
Sorry, there is nothing to go back to.
Alexa, list recently added books.
We found 866 recent books in Bard. Initial five of hundreds. 1. Night Owl. Audio not yet available. 2. Thuglet, Last Rites. Audio not yet available. 3. Until I Love Again. Audio not yet available. 4. Banned Books, The Controversy Over What Students Read. Audio not yet available. 5. The Book of Love. Audio not yet available. Say a number or words from the title or next, or say options for more commands.
Next.
Next five of hundreds remaining. 6. The Wonderland Trials. Audio not yet available. 7. Good Inside, A Guide to Becoming the Parent You Want to Be. Audio not yet available. 8. Turtles of the Midnight Moon. Audio not yet available. 9. The Island. Audio not yet available. 10. Imposter Syndrome and Other Confessions of Alejandra Kim. Audio not yet available. Say a number or words from the title or next, or say options for more commands.
10.
You selected Imposter Syndrome and Other Confessions of Alejandra Kim. By Patricia, Fiction Writer, Park. Narrator, Felicia Wong. 6 hours 57 minutes. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Describe.
Imposter Syndrome and Other Confessions of Alejandra Kim. By Patricia, Fiction Writer, Park. Read by Felicia Wong. 6 hours 57 minutes. Identifier, DB113468. Annotation, Alejandra Kim doesn't feel like she belongs anywhere. At her wealthy Manhattan high school, her super Spanish name and super Korean face do not compute to her mostly white woke classmates and teachers. In her Jackson Heights neighborhood, she's not Latinx enough. Even at home, Ale feels unwelcome. And things at home have only gotten worse since Poppy's body was discovered on the subway tracks. Ale wants nothing more than to escape the city for the wide open spaces of the prestigious Wider University. But when a microaggression at school thrusts Ale into the spotlight and into a discussion she didn't ask for, Ale must discover what it means to carve out a space for yourself to belong. Provided by publisher. Genre, Bildungsromans. Fiction, school fiction, social problem fiction. 11 subjects. Still being processed by NLS, available on Bard since May 25, 2023. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Let me explain a couple of things that went on here that you might not understand, and I did this in some ways purposely. You noticed that when it started to read the list of recently added books, it would, you know, it would read the titles, and it would say audio not yet available. It doesn't always say that, but when it does, it means what it says, and that's why I couldn't play the book I asked it to play, and I wanted you to see that. Let me explain why this happens. This is not a bug at all. Once the book gets up on Bard, there's a process that has to go on, and sometimes it takes a couple of days because they probably do this with a lot of books at one time. I don't know for sure. I don't know all the intimate details behind the scenes, but they have to convert the audio to a different format so that it can be streamed. You know, the format that they use for these talking books is a proprietary format, and that was done purposely. That's the 3GP wideband, but it can't be streamed. So the book has to be converted to another audio format for streaming. I don't actually know what that format is. They've never said, but anyway, that's what has to happen. Once that's done, then if you went back and looked at the list again, it wouldn't say audio not yet available. And then if you were going to play that book, it would just start playing. So I just want you to understand that. Now, I've let the skill be as verbose as it's going to be because I want you to hear what it's like. But what I will say is you can interrupt it and speed things up. So in other words, when we listed recently added books, it said it found 800 and so many books on Bard, first five of 870 or whatever. It gives you them five at a time, and you pick a number from whatever, 1 to 5, 6 to 11, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and get an annotation or a description, or if you already know enough about that book that you want to add it, you can add it to your bookshelf. You can add it to your wish list. That's the same wish list you already have that you see on your other devices. The bookshelves are not. The bookshelves are native to the skill. You can have as many bookshelves as you want. The skill has one bookshelf natively already, and that's your default bookshelf. But you can create as many bookshelves as you want. And you could put one book on several bookshelves or different books on different bookshelves. I have two bookshelves. One is the default one. The other one is a bookshelf that I named Keto because I put some books in that bookshelf that have to do with the keto diet because I was interested in reading about it. You can have it list your bookshelves. Then you can tell it what bookshelf you want to go to. And you can have it list the books on that bookshelf. And then if you want to read one of them, you give it a number and you say play or whatever. Also, you'll notice that when I first brought up the skill, it said, say continue or play to continue where you left off. So you could just open the skill and immediately resume the book you've been reading already without fussing with anything, which is rather nice. And it knows where you left off, etc. When it comes to listening to a talking book, you can navigate in whatever way that book was constructed. So just like with your Victor Reader Stream or your Bard mobile app, you can navigate by levels, by sections, by subsections, etc. You can also ask, where am I, just like you can on your other devices, like your Stream or your Bard mobile device. You can tell it to go backward or forward a section or a chapter, or go to the table of contents. You can tell it to change levels. You can ask it what the structure of the book is. So you can say structure, for example. And I'll demonstrate some of this, but I want you to know that right off the bat. So I'm going to open the skill again, and I'm going to go to one of my bookshelves, and I'm going to start to play a book I was reading, and then I will ask it information about that book and try to move around in that book a little bit. Ziggy, open my talking books. Let's hope I can keep the name straight.
I couldn't find a list called Talking.
Ziggy, open my talking books. I don't know why she's not understanding me today.
Welcome back, Donald, to my talking books. What can I do for you? Say, continue, if you want to keep going with what was in progress.
List my bookshelves.
Bookshelves. 1. Default bookshelf. 2. Keto. Say a number or words from the title or say options for more commands.
1.
In default bookshelf. 1. Banned books, the controversy over what students read. Audio not yet available. 2. If you sailed on the Titanic. 3. Putting it together, how Stephen Sondheim and I created Sunday in the Park with George. 4. A Man Called Ove, a novel. Say a number or words from the title or say options for more commands.
3.
You selected, putting it together, how Stephen Sondheim and I created Sunday in the Park with George. By James Lapine. Narrator, T. Ryder Smith. 7 hours 12 minutes. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Play.
Reading Putting It Together. Starting from where you left. Section. New Haven. Please wait.
1975. Philip Blumberg, my friend from college, was in the graduate program at the Yale School of Drama. And through his introduction, I was able to get a freelance job designing the magazine Yale Theater, which was edited by the graduate students in dramaturgy. I lived in New York and prided myself on being a downtown guy, taking up residence in Soho and then Tribeca, well before those neighborhoods became gentrified.
Alexa,
my exposure to the theater,
Ziggy, pause.
Around the world of-
okay, jeez. Paused. Anything else I can help with?
Set playback speed to normal.
Play speed set to normal.
World of Richard Foreman, Robert Wilson, Meredith Monk, and other non-commercial and avant-garde practitioners of the day. Robert Brustein, the dean of the school, liked my work on the magazine, and the following year offered
Ziggy,
me a full-time
pause.
Position.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
Set reading speed to fast.
Either I misheard, or I don't have a book with that title. Say, resume reading, or options for more commands.
Set playback speed to fast.
Play speed set to fast.
Resume.
Playing now.
Designing posters and advertising materials for the Yale Repertory Theater. To fill out the job, I taught an advertising design course to the students studying theater administration. Living and working in New Haven became an immersive experience in the theater.
Ziggy, pause.
During the month of January.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
Where am I?
Reading chapter. From Ohio to Sondheim. Section. New Haven. We are at 2% at 12 minutes out of 7 hours 12 minutes. Say, resume reading, or options for more commands.
Ziggy, structure.
Structured on 2 levels. At level 1, there are 3 preliminary sections, 5 chapters, 2 concluding sections. At level 2, there are 27 sections, 1 concluding section. Say, resume or say options for more commands.
Go back.
Going back. Resuming audio.
Steen had instituted a period in which everyone involved in the school, students and teachers alike, would engage in an area of theater that was outside their particular arena of study or expertise.
Ziggy,
playwrights,
pause.
Set.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
Find books with author Stephen King.
I have not understood what you are looking for. You can say, list books, then add one request at the time. For instance, first the title, then the author, then the subject, and so on. No answer for now. Going back. Say, resume reading, or options for more commands.
List books.
Books. Initial 5 of thousands. 1. Night Owl. Audio not yet available. 2.
Ziggy. Thugler. With author Stephen King.
Books by Stephen King. Initial 5 of 97. 1. Storm of the Century. 2. Skeleton Crew. 3. End of Watch, a novel. 4. Elevation. 5. Pet Sematary, Say a number or words from the title or next, or say options for more commands.
Ziggy, go back.
Going back. Books. Initial 5 of 1000s. One.
Ziggy, stop.
Bye for now.
Okay, so I did a couple of different things there just to give you some idea of book structure and what it's like to actually listen to a book. And you could see that it's very good at telling you the structure and so forth. So I could have told it, go to the next chapter, go to previous chapter, set level 1, set level 2, stop at end of chapter, or stop at end of section. You can do all of those kinds of things. In fact, when you set a sleep timer, you can say, set sleep timer to go to sleep at the end of chapter, or at the end of the section, or at the end of this part. Of course, you have to relate it, a command like that, to the actual structure of the book. You can't just say anything you want. But that's very cool. You could also say, go to sleep in 15 minutes. Or go to sleep in a half an hour. Or you can set a default sleep timer length and you could just say, go to sleep, and it'll tell you going to sleep in so many minutes, whatever you set as the default. For a beta skill that's right in the beginning of its development, I'm very impressed with it. Now, I had more trouble finding books than I wanted to. Part of that is I don't always remember what the actual command is that you have to say to get it to do what you want. It's not hard, but as I said in the beginning, it's a little bit persnickety. And if you say something different than what it's expecting, it doesn't figure it out. I'll give you another good example of that. I love to use this skill for looking at the recently added books to Bard, because that when you read an annotation, it never cuts it off. And some annotations are incredibly long. There's another thing I wanted to point out, because I demonstrated this too purposely. When we were going through the list of books, I used two different commands to find out about the book. One was annotation, and the other one was describe. There's a third command I think I could have also used, which is details, which is the same as describe. But annotation and describe give you different pieces of information. Annotation does just what it says to do. It reads the annotation in its completeness. But if you say describe, not only does it read the annotation, but it tells you everything about that book: title, author, DB number, which they call identifier, genre, how many categories it fits into on the site, etc. It's very nice to have those two different commands. Sometimes you want to know everything and anything about the book. Other times you just want to know, what is this book about? Is it worth my time? And that's, of course, when you would use annotation. If the skill does nothing more for you, just that alone is very nice. Now, when you're reading the list of recently added books, some days they add a lot of books at one time. It is a little more tedious to go through a list of books this way because there's more verbiage than you might get from Bard Express. You also only see so many books at a time. But when you get used to using the skill, you can interrupt it right away and give it numbers or give it commands. And one day I was reading the list of recently added books, and they added probably 100 books. I didn't have time to go through the whole list, so I stopped it. So the next day I went back and I brought up the list of recently added books again. And when it started reading the list, I paused it and I said, go forward 50. And then it started reading from, you know, number 51 on. So you can do things like that. However, I said, jump forward 50. Now, if I said, go forward 50, it might say, I don't understand. If I was at the 150th book and I wanted to go back 50 books, if I say, jump back 50, it will do it. If I say, go back 50, it might not understand. Or if I say, go backward 50, it might not understand. That's what I mean when I say it's a little too persnickety at this point. but I think that'll improve over time. So with that, I'm going to show you a few more things before I leave. I think I want to show you that there's a user's guide in the skill, which is very nice. Ziggy, open my talking books.
I missed something. Can you say it again?
Open my talking books.
Welcome back, Donald, to my talking books. What can I do for you? Say, continue, if you want to keep going with what was in progress.
User's guide.
Reading my talking books user guide. March 16th, 2023. Hello and welcome. My talking books is your accessible media service powered by RealSam. Listing articles or sections to select from. Initial 5 of 11. 1. Setting up my talking books, NLS patron authorization. 2. Getting started tutorials. 3. List of commands. 4. Searching for books. 5. Browsing the book collections. Say a number or words from the options. To advance, say, next. You can also say, jump forward or backwards a number. For more information, say, help.
Help.
Reading my talking books user guide. March 16th, 2023. Hello and welcome. My talking books is your accessible media service powered by RealSam. Listing articles or sections to select from. Initial 5 of 11. 1.
Ziggy, list my bookshelves.
Bookshelves. 1. Default bookshelf. 2. Keto. Say a number or words from the title or say options for more commands.
Help.
Would you like help with finding a book, help reading a book, or help with something else? Say help, followed by your choice. Bookshelves. 1.
Ziggy. Default book. Help finding a book.
Let's find a book. Try books by C.S. Lewis or books titled Matilda. You can search by author, title, keyword, genre, narrator, annotation, book series, NLS identification number, and advance. For more search commands, say, help with, followed by a search criteria like help with title. For help selecting a book and book description, say, help choosing. Bookshelves. 1. Default bookshelf. 2.
Ziggy, help choosing.
Let's choose a book. Try this. Say, list books. Then say, select one or select five. Books can be selected from any list using the item number or title. After the book has been selected, to hear the annotation, say, summary. For a full book description, say, details or describe. If you want to read the book, then say, play. Bookshelves. 1. Default bookshelf. 2. Keto. Say a number or words from the title or say options for more commands.
1.
In default bookshelf. 1.
Ziggy. 3.
You selected, putting it together, How Stephen Sondheim and I Created Sunday in the Park with George. By James Lapine. Narrator, T. Ryder Smith. 7 hours 12 minutes. Say, play, or say
Ziggy,
options for more.
List bookmarks.
I got confused. Say, find books, or
Ziggy,
read recent
play.
Reading putting it together. Starting from where you left. Section, New Haven. Please wait.
Outside their particular arena of study or expertise.
Ziggy, pause.
Playwrights, Bill.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
List bookmarks.
This is the list of available bookmarks. Select one to jump to or say, restart. Bookmark number 1, section, New Haven. Say yes to accept it. For more information, say, help.
Yes.
Jumping to bookmark number 1.
New Haven, 1975.
Ziggy, stop.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
Go to bookshelf keto.
Sorry, I couldn't find bookshelf keto. Please say, list contents, to browse the table of contents and jump to the place you want.
Philip Lumberg, my
Ziggy,
friend from college, was in the
list my bookshelves.
Donald's library has 14 Audible titles. Some recent ones include The Obsession, No One Knows.
Ziggy, stop.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
List my bookshelves.
Bookshelves. 1. Default bookshelf. 2. Hito. Say a number or words from the title or say options for more commands.
2.
In keto. 1. Keto made easy. 100 plus easy keto dishes made fast to fit your life. 2. Keto diet. Your 30-day plan to lose weight, balance hormones, boost brain health, and reverse disease. 3. Dr. Colbert's Keto Zone Diet, burn fat, balance appetite hormones, and lose weight. Say a number or words from the title or say options for more commands.
2.
Sorry, I cannot understand what item you are referring to. Say, number, then your choice between 1 and 3, otherwise a few more words that clearly identify your selection. 1. Keto made easy, 100 plus easy
Ziggy,
keto dish.
2.
You selected keto diet, your 30-day plan to lose weight, balance hormones, boost brain health, and reverse disease. By Josh Axe. Narrator, Eric Martin. 7 hours 56 minutes. Say, play, or say options for more commands.
Play.
Reading Keto Diet. Starting from where you left, Chapter 11, The Keto Basic Plan. Please wait.
Chocolate. Day 10. Breakfast. Veggie omelet. Turkey breakfast sausage. Lunch. 6 ounces of organic free-range turkey cooked in 2
Ziggy,
tablespoons of
sesame. Ziggy, pause.
Okay, paused. Anything else I can help with?
List bookmarks.
This is the list of available bookmarks. Select one to jump to or say, restart. 1. Bookmark number 1, Chapter 3, How to Kickstart Ketosis. 2. Approach, Chapter 3, How to Kickstart Ketosis. 3. Healthy Foods to Eat, Chapter 4, A User. 4. Powerhouse Proteins, Chapter 4, A User. 5. Keto Plan, Chapter 11, The Keto Basic Plan. 6. Sample 30-Day Basic Plan, Chapter 11, The Keto Basic Plan. Say a number or words from the options. For more information, say, help.
Ziggy, stop.
Bye for now.
Okay, I wanted to get that last part of this in to show you books that I had bookmarks in that were named. So this was a good example of that because it read bookmark names and not just numbers. Because I created those bookmarks with a name by saying create bookmark keto plan, for example. I like that feature a lot. Of course, you can do that on the stream, and I assume you can do it in Bard Mobile. I've never tried it, but I'm sure you can. But it's so easy to create a bookmark with a name. You know, if I'm reading and I get to a chapter called Keto Diet Plan, I can just say pause and then create bookmark keto plan. And it does it. That's it. That's very sweet. A couple of things I wanted you also to notice. There were times when the A device got confused because I confused it by talking to the A device when the skill wasn't really active and in play. When the skill is running and you read a book, if you want to do something with that book, anything to do with that book, like I told it to list my bookmarks, you've got to open the book first before that can really apply. You'll notice that I said that before I started reading the book and it didn't know what I wanted because it didn't have the context. But once I told it to play the book and it started reading the book, and then I said her name and then I said pause, I could then say list bookmarks because it had the book open and it was reading it. So now it understood that I want to hear the bookmarks that I put in this book. So those kinds of distinctions are very, very important. If you want to change the playback speed like I did, you've got to be reading the book first. And while you're reading it, tell her to pause and then you can give commands as to what you wanted to do with reference to that book. Set a bookmark or create a bookmark, go to a bookmark, go to a chapter, go to a section, tell me where I am, tell me the structure of the book, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To try to think of some of your questions, the beta is not open to any more participants at this time. If it does change, I will try to let Vibug members know. The Library of Congress is not committed to any release date at this point. They're not projecting a release date at this point. But given the phenomenal start they've made, I frankly suspect it'll be a while, but I suspect it won't be as long as one might think. I'm sorry that this demo was not quite as organized as I would have liked it to be, but I unfortunately did have to put it together in kind of a hurry, and I really wanted to be as comprehensive as I could be to give you a good overview without demonstrating every little nitpicky little feature. That doesn't mean that in the future I can't do another demo. I certainly would be willing to. I'd certainly rather wait a few months so that we can see how much the beta has evolved by then. And I suspect, as I say, the landscape changes under my feet all the time with this beta. So they're working very diligently on it. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed the demo. And I'm sorry I couldn't be here to answer your questions personally.